My dear heart dwellers, this is a rapture alert. My mother has been trying to get my attention every time I turn around for at least 3 days to a week, and 5 to 7 times in the last day and a half. It has been a sign from her since her death that the number 711 appear, either on a clock or on something I'm recording. That's her birth date. And last night, Ezekiel got it too. And we looked at each other and we said, "Mom, what is this all about?" And I felt in my spirit it was about the rapture. Then Ezekiel heard her say, "He's coming. The Lord is coming. Get yourself prepared." And later that morning, she spoke again to Ezekiel, "I'm only doing for you what you did for me. I'm helping you get ready." Because Ezekiel did a great deal to help my mother cross over into the Lord's arms when she was dying. She also said, "You did the same for me before I went. You prepared me to go. I'm returning the favor." And that's true. You can read that account in the introduction to Chronicles of the Bride. Wow, no words for that. So I came to pray and started praying. More time, more grace, more mercy. And the Lord interrupted me. "Is that what you really want?" And I thought, "Oh no, it's really not. I'm exhausted." And I answered him and said, "Oh Lord, you know in my heart I have failed in so many areas. I have wasted my life on me. And I'm still selfish, and worse yet, I haven't gotten any more music done. My heart is crushed with my iniquities, laziness, and lack of faith." And Jesus replied, "You're forgiven. No more time for sorrow. I have washed your slate clean. Please try to keep it that way for just a little longer. By the way, have I told you how proud I am of you for setting aside music to tend to the real needs of others? No, I don't guess I have, or you wouldn't be grieving and crying right now." And that was true. I was crying this whole time. "Claire, you have no idea the forces that have aligned themselves against you to force you to quit. May I say it is quite an accomplishment that you have not quit? Lord, I owe it all to your grace and your mother's intercession." "Nonetheless," he replied, "I see you sitting tall in the saddle, not hunched over like a tired old woman half dead. Stop seeing yourself that way. You are young and spry in my eyes." I said, "Lord, that rhymes." He answered me, "I would give anything to see a smile on that face right now. I know how you feel. I know it well. I live inside of you, my love. I weep when you weep, but I weep because you don't know just how remarkably faithful you have been. Lord, I've never been more than a B student ever in my life. You didn't start out with all A's. You took quite a wallop in your younger years, and Satan has had his eye on you all the while. What could have been is irrelevant now. What is, in fact, real is what counts. And you've done well with the shorthand you've been dealt. Your problem is that your desire nature always sees what could be, but you haven't all the tools to make it happen. But you're getting them as you grow wiser with age, and therefore you are doing all you can. I tell you where you fall down and need to repent. And repent you do. See, I have much to be proud of with you. Now I want you to tell the heart dwellers the very same thing. My beloved ones, there are those among you who have truly given their all inasmuch as my grace accompanied you. There are others who wanted to, but never quite could. But I say to you, the time of forgiveness is upon you. I see your weaknesses and how you have caved under the pressure of your flesh and the demons behind it. Many, many, Many of you have suffered incredible setbacks, but you've rallied, always believing in me and what I have promised you. That alone is worth all the joys of heaven to me. But even if you fall into the category of those who have caved into their flesh in moments of extreme weakness, you do not see the tremendous pressures you've been under from the enemy. So I want you to stop right now. Stop condemning yourselves. Repentance is appropriate for those lapses. So stir your hearts. Recall your unconfessed sins, the times you didn't do the right thing, the times you caved under the demands of the flesh and the enemy. Get it out of your system. Come to me and tell me. Ask forgiveness, and it shall be yours. But when you come, bring the whole truth and leave out nothing that comes to mind. Let me wash you clean as snow with my very own blood and put these things out of your minds. When you have done that, make a firm purpose of amendment to stop repeating those sins and keep yourselves very, very clean. For I come. Do everything in your reach to love and serve others. Keep the oil burning in your lamps, the oil of love for me and for your brother and sister. Take every opportunity to deny yourself for the sake of others, because you are entering the home stretch. Any minute now, I will come for you. Be prepared. Be prepared. Be prepared. Please be prepared. Do not allow any occasion of charity and self-sacrifice to pass you by. Use every opportunity, every moment to give of yourself. Consider me in all of your actions and forget about yourself. Now I want you to know that I recognize the great weariness you are laboring under. Yes, I do, and I understand, but I am still here for you with my strength to help you in moments of weakness. So grab a firm hold on my hand and don't let go. Don't let go, not even for a second. Hold firm to my hand and my ways. If you should fail in a moment of weakness, confess it immediately, and I will forgive you and renew you with new resolve. You haven't long to wait, dear ones. The time approaches. It is coming quickly. But more than anything, I want you all to know that I have seen your struggles, and I've thanked my Father in heaven profusely for you and the way you've struggled even when you were surrounded by darkness, confusion, betrayal, and sorrow. I have thanked him for all the ways you have done what was right when you wanted to run the other way and do what was wrong. You persevered, and in heaven, that is one of the greatest virtues of all. This is not a rapture drill. This time, it's the real thing. So do what you can in this moment. Do what you can while you are still here. I will be with you in everything, and in the end, you will be quite shocked at all you did accomplish with my grace. From heaven, you will see clearly the lineup of opposition you faced at critical times in your lives. You will see the fruit you bore and the consequences of all your plowing, sowing, and watering. I have withheld this from you so far so that you would continue to work hard for me. But in heaven, you will see it all. Jesus, will we also see the bad we did? You have seen the bad. You have repented. Those things have been wiped away. The things you did not recognize were wrong, that you did not repent of. Yes, you will see those things under the covering of copious mercy and forgiveness. Again, you will be washed clean. But what I want to stress to you now is that you have done well and will have much to rejoice over when you see the levels you have risen to with what you've been given in this lifetime. What I want to get across to all of you is that you have done much better than you feel you have done, and there will be a great day of rejoicing and reward. There will be no purgatory for those who are raptured. This will be a jubilee day of great forgiveness. In heaven, you will be equipped with all the graces you've ever longed for, and you will not have any opposition from the enemy. Then, in that moment, when you realize there's no longer crushing opposition, the kind you have grown accustomed to walking in day after day after day, in that moment, you will have gotten a glimpse into what you overcame on this earth, and that will bring you boundless joy. Come now, my bride, I am in the waiting room, ready to take you to myself. Put away your tears. After truly examining your conscience, put away your regrets, your sorrows, and prepare your hearts for joy so abundant that your very heart will have to expand to hold it all in. Rejoice! Your time of liberation is at hand. And that was the end of his message. Well, my dear family, what can I say? I had just told the Lord that I did not expect to be raptured when Donald Trump was reelected. He has been reelected, and the only issue is what will the dark ones try to do to prevent him from taking office? I must tell you, things are ramping up big time in the Middle East and with China as well. But I don't believe they will start a war before he takes office. Because isn't it written a president cannot leave office during a war? Not too sure about that, but I've heard something to that effect. Remembering back 6 years ago, when we were on a serious rapture watch, the Lord did tell us that he would come at a time we least expected him. For me, that time is President Trump's second term, when we could do so much good. But think about it for a moment. What if we were taken in the midst of that victory, and all those sitting on the fence would wake up, and a huge revival would take place? Think about it. Doesn't that make sense as well? All of a sudden, there would be a new body of Christ on earth, one equipped with rock-solid conviction and faith, walking into the tribulation, ready to give their lives or live in protected communities. What a massive revival and falling away would take place as those who were truly committed lunged forward, while those who were never really committed would fall backward into the evil that will overtake and rule this world. No matter what, dear ones, I feel this is a very serious wake-up call for all of us. Remember also that in all of our rapture visions, the army of God was descending, coming to judge the earth as we were ascending. Yes, the warriors of destruction were descending to the earth to bring full-scale war while we were being taken up. We met and passed by them in the air. Peace was taken from the earth as we were leaving. And I think it was noteworthy, it really caught my attention and quickened to me that the peace deal was made between Egypt and Israel in the Middle East. That really caught my attention. But the scriptures say, peace, peace, but there is no peace. And it seemed that peace could be taken from us at any moment. So to me, when that actually happened, I felt that I got to pay attention to this from the Holy Spirit. This was what was written in the scriptures, that they would be saying, finally, peace, but it would not last. The other way it could go is that this is a serious warning to all of us. The Lord is about to re-equip us for the last leg of our journey, but he must let us know this is our last chance to get it right and finish the work he's given us. Now, if that happened, I'd be really happy because I could finish with my music. But I confess there's plenty of days where I have to drag myself to the keyboard and I don't have the excitement and the joy that I used to have writing music. It's become really hard, hard labor for me. So unless he gave me a grace to counteract that, it wouldn't do any good for me if the time were extended. Yet for others, it might, or perhaps things would get worse. How do we know? I leave it in his hands. Only the Father knows which one it is. So don't give up your post. Don't give up your work. Do what you can with the strength God gives you each day and rejoice that the time has come to judge the earth. Stay watchful. Communities, be prepared. Draw together and make ready. And give all you can to Jesus as a wedding gift. For surely the bridegroom cometh.